Blog Talk Radio.
From Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training center in Denver, Colorado, this is the Dog Doctor. Committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogdoctorradio.com. The Dog Doctor is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Now here is your host, Dr. Robert Forto, the Dog Doctor.
Hello, America. Today is 9/11/2010. 9 years ago today, the history of the world changed forever. This date means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. No matter your religion, your race, or your political stance, we must never forget the men and women who died on this day and those brave men and women who sacrificed everything to defend it. This is a remembrance for those people.
We just had a plane crash into level 4 of the World Trade Center, transmit a second alarm, and start relocating companies into the area. We have a number of floors on fire. It looked like the plane was aiming towards the building.
You have a second plane into the other tower, the tower of the Trade Center, major fire.
Fire Department 408, where's the fire?
Yeah, hi. I'm on the 106th floor of the World Trade Center. We just had an explosion up here.
All right, we're there. We're coming up to get you.
You can see the smoke coming up from outside the windows down.
All right, we're on the way.
Huh?
We're on the way, sir.
Okay.
All right, just keep some windows open. If you can open up windows and just sit tight. It's going to be a while because there's a fire going on downstairs.
Can't open the windows unless we break.
Okay. Just sit tight. All right, just sit tight. We're on the way.
All right, please hurry.
To World Trade Center on the 97th floor. Heavy smoke. Okay, sir, please try to keep calm. We'll send somebody up there immediately.
Everyone's there, man, trying to get you all. Okay, y'all have air, y'all breathing okay? Okay, so you're breathing okay. I say just relax and try to stay calm, try to keep their bells, but try to get back to, try to get there to you as soon as you can.
That's why people have difficult breathing. All right, you're going to relay this to the fire department, okay? All right, sir? We're going to relay this to the line. Thank you. Sir, you want to leave the line open? I'll stay on the line with you. You don't have to talk, okay?
September 11th, great sorrow came to our country.
Today is obviously one of the most difficult days in the history of the city and the country.
Just getting word now, one of the two planes was hijacked after takeoff from Boston. This is
two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
We now have reports of a fire at the Pentagon being reported this morning.
I see.
You don't see people jumping on the windows like
this. You can actually see bodies falling from the top floors of the World Trade Center. It's horrible here. People are standing in the street in tears. People are panicking and calling their families.
My heart goes out to all the innocent victims of this horrible and vicious act of terrorism, acts of terrorism.
Scene here is just one right out of one of the movies you would see in Hollywood. People walking around with cell phones in tears, holding their heads, looking up at what's left of the World Trade Center, and just shaking their heads in disbelief.
Thousands.
thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror.
A mother described to me talking to her son on the telephone when the second plane hit. And that's the last time she talked to him.
Focus now has to be on saving as many lives as possible.
Because you gotta help each other get off the floor.
We're gonna come out of this emotionally stronger, politically stronger, much closer together as a city.
For the last 9 days, the entire world has seen for itself the state of our union, and it is strong.
Listen, we got the firefighters evacuated from the tunnel, but we still got firefighters trapped. We need a hand out here on the west side of the highway.
Whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done.
And you're going to have jumpers, baby, jumpers.
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee.
There are a large number of firefighters and police officers who are in harm's way, and we don't know how many we've lost.
We therefore here in Britain stand shoulder to shoulder with our American friends in this hour of tragedy. And we, like them, will not rest until this evil is driven from our world.
And freedom will be defended. War has been waged against us by stealth and deceit and murder. This nation is peaceful, but fierce and stirred to anger. And they will fail in breaking the will of the American people.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of it.
This conflict was begun on the timing and terms of others. It will end in a way and at an hour of our choosing.
This struggle is fierce, and it will be lengthy, but it is not endless. Our cause is right, our will is strong. This great nation will prevail.
No matter how long it takes, we will find you and bring you to justice. And God bless America.
I thought it would be trivial to talk about dog training and dogs on this day when America's focus is on other things. We will be back next week to talk about those subjects, and we welcome your comments and concerns. You can send them to us at live@dogdoctorradio.com or just Google the Dog Doctor Radio Show or Denver Dog Works. My name is Dr. Robert Forto, the dog doctor. We'll see you next week. Never forget your dreams. Goodbye.